Blog Talk Radio.
You ever can be. I could not sleep. I jumped up at 6 something and I had to tell myself to lay back down. There are several things that God began to talk to me, and he talked to me about the cost of the promise, because it's a promise, some of us think that there is no cost associated with. There's this notion that Jesus paid it all. Well, that's the problem with that, because if that was all it was, he would never have said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Watch this. It's got to reach acceptable, which is your reasonable service. There is an aptitude of excellence or demand or price that has to be paid in order to walk in the finer things of God. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul desire. Now watch this. I wish above all things that all of you will go to college. That doesn't mean that you will do the work, watch this, to become a college graduate. It is my desire for you. But because it's my desire, it does not mean it will be your desire. And so now, as we look at this text, we're talking about social norms and how the world has changed. And there are go back to the way that it once was. Do you understand that I hear that and I almost got caught up on that same notion? But listen to me. There has always been attacks against the world culture. There was Hitler, and they said it would never go back to the way it was, and we did. There was Stalin. They said we would never Mao Zedong, and we would never go back to the way it was, and we did. All throughout the culture, we've had a swine flu and bird flu and all kinds of things. But do you understand that God is in charge and that God will bring us to a point of neutrality when he decides he's ready for us? And so now we're talking about this interruption of norm. Well, God sometimes interrupts your norm. The text is there. The young man that had been praying for a child for a long time, obedient to the will of God. Do you understand that everybody that God promises something to, don't get it lickety-splickety. I'm glad you're looking at me real strong. Everyone that asks for God, I'm going to talk to somebody that you prayed for a thing and God's promised a thing, but it's been delayed. You prayed for happiness, but you're still sad. You prayed not to be lonely, but you still got a cold pillow in a lonely bed. You prayed that your bills would be able to maintain, and you're still struggling just to pay. Somehow the text deals with Abraham that's like us. Watch this. Has a desire. Everything else is going right for his life. But the thing that he desires the most was a seed God delayed. I want to talk to somebody that God has delayed the process for you in some area of your life. Now you go to church, you know the scripture, you've been obedient to God, but the truth of the matter is there's some area of desire in your life that you're still waiting on manifestation. You've got prophecy and promise, but you haven't seen it. Do you understand that God is in charge?
Go back up.
And that God will bring us to a
okay, go ahead.
Point of neutrality when he decides he's ready for us. And so now we're talking about this interruption of norm. Well, God sometimes interrupts your norm. The text is there. The young man that had been praying for a child for a long time, obedient to the will of God. Do you understand that everybody that God promises something to, don't get it lickety-splickety.
Okay, go back.
I'm glad to
go back.
Holy and acceptable. Watch this.
Go back,
it's
so,
got to reach.
You give a side angle of me, and I'm talking about right there.
Food of excellence or demand or price that has to be paid in order to walk in the finer things of God.
And I've sneezed.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul desires. Now watch this. I wish above all things that all of you will go to college. That doesn't mean that you will do the work, watch this, to become a college graduate. It is my desire for you. But because it's my desire, it does not mean it will be your desire. And so now, as we look at this text, we're talking about social norms and how the world has changed. And they'll say, you know, it will never go back to the way that it once was. Do you understand that I hear that and I almost got caught up on that same notion?
Okay.
But listen to me. There has always been a time.
Okay. You can start from that beginning thought. I was going to deal with something else, but that works. I decided to see that. We'll roll with it. I may not even make it to that. And all those intros and all of that stuff tonight, you can do my disclaimer and my disclaimer. I have a countdown, don't I? You can do my countdown, my disclaimer. Yeah, you can do my what you call it, but we ain't going to interrupt after then. Okay? Yeah, but I ain't breaking. I'm going to run my mouth. I'm going to encourage people. I'm going to shut up, sit down, and then we're taking the show out. All right? Got time for all that tonight. I got too much going on. I got so much work on my bench. That's the countdown.
in your life that God holds a delay. And then the text says, eventually, God fulfills his promise.
Join the Deeper Look family. We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Deeper Look Show or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Save this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host call-in guest, 516-590-0135.
Dr. Jackson would like you to support the Deeper Look family financially. You can show it through various methods: Cash App, hashtag Deeper Show, Venmo, Deeper Show, Zelle, DeeperLook2020@gmail.com, or you can mail all contributions to Deeper Look Show, care of HC Multicultural Center, 6651 Crestline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211.
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
Are you interested in getting your product or event out to the world? Consider advertising with us. Send us an email at deeperlook2020@gmail.com. Ask our team about letting us help you get your message out to the world or call 904-878-4680.
Hello, friends. It's been a while since I've been with you. I'm Dr. Zemekio Jackson. I've had so many people standing in for me, and they've been holding it down. But finally, tonight, I'm back, and I'm so ecstatic and excited about everything that God is doing. Listen to me. It's a lot to climb up here to do this show because there's so much going on in my head. And to be honest with you, I have to be careful because I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. The younger I get, the more direct I am. And tonight, I just want to talk to you. I want you to share this with some people and friends that you may know. Put the word out, share the word out, let them know what's going on tonight. And tell them that I'm on. Please share, tag, share, all that good stuff. Give me a hot 30 minutes. I'm not going to be, but a lot of the content that our show specializes in, I've just chosen that this is not the right time to deal with it. The nation's going through, and everybody's talking about Corona, 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 and I'm so sick of hearing about Corona, Corona, Corona. I know it's a serious issue going on in our nation, but the news feed needs to be something else. I believe when they put all this kind of stuff out, it's getting our minds off of the issues that are going on. I'm not going to even deal with that. We're not going to deal with Bill Gates and all of that. We'll talk about that in another show. But listen to me. I'm excited that you are here tonight. Listen to me. Many of you have said to me, Bishop, I'm wondering what should I be doing next in my life? What's my next? I'm struggling with trying to figure out how to make it. I'm trying to figure out life is coming at me. And I got good news for you. Some of you have been looking at our page. If you look at our page, I want you to go ahead and subscribe to our page and do that. I want you to go down and subscribe, share it. They're good nuggets that we share on our page on a regular basis, things that are like that are life-changing every single day. So I don't know if you're following us on our pages, but I'm going to recommend that you go to our pages and get these truths that we do every single week. There is some new truth that I'm dropping, revelations like practical stuff in life. One of the things I've shared with people is, you know, people always are on social media saying, hey, look like you are talking about me and you're saying things about me and all kind of thing. I get your posts. I know it was about me. And I just plain and simple said today, you know, it's a mirror. You're seeing yourself in what they're saying. Then they may not even be thinking about you, but you need to check you and change you and become a better person. Now, listen to me. They've been talking to me about success. And this is our Sunday review program, talking about Sunday morning message. We had a tremendous time sharing the word of God. Listen to me. I got so excited in preaching in this church. This is one of the greatest churches in America. If you have not been to the hospital church, you have did your family a disservice. The question has been, are we having churches doing this pan epidemic? Absolutely, we're having church. The church is full. There are 2,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people watching this church. Yes, they are. They're in their auditorium, in their home, in their beds, and in their couches. We do respect the law. There's a very few amount of people that are in the auditorium, just enough to help me preach and enough to help the media stuff go on. Now, are you welcome to attend church here? Absolutely, you can. We have two auditoriums that we can accommodate people if you're coming in so that we can abide by the guidelines. After we've hit our cap, of course, we tell you, love you, praise God, pray for you, sign on your cell phone and see us. But Sunday, the Lord began to share with me to deal with some issues of sacrifice. You know, much of what's going on, many of you are trying to figure out what you're to do with your life. This pan epidemic has hit, and many people are trying to figure out, okay, what's the next step for my life? What should I be doing with my life, with all of the things that are going on? The first thing that you should not be doing is you should not be wasting your time looking eating bonbons and looking at only Netflix. There is much more to your life than looking at Netflix. You should be planning your next move. Listen to me. Whenever you are afflicted, it's an opportunity for you to rise. When the children of Israel were afflicted, they increased in number. It's time for you to increase in number and plan and move forward to becoming a greater person and doing the things that you need to do. Many of you have been asking God for a space of time. God, I wish I had some time to get my thoughts together. I got so many demands on my life. This is the season that God, what is that music? Will y'all stop that music? It's irritating me. This is the season in your life that God has given you to work on your destiny and your future. This is the time. Thank you so much. And I know it was good for me last week or 2 weeks ago, but you know, that's that prophetic thing. It switches up on you at times. But listen to me. God is doing something in your life, and God is giving you a space. Do not miss this moment. I need you to be writing your book. Some of you are book writers. You know that God's called you to write a book, but you've struggled. You need to contact me. I can show you how to write a book in 6 weeks, 6 days already, or and I can't do it in 6 hours, but 6 weeks or 6 days, I can show you how to write a complete book. One of my students has gone on to write a wonderful book, and he's getting ready to come out with another one. So listen to me when I tell you this. I can help you with those particular principles and help you get on top of the wheel. You should be writing your book. You should be working on content right about now for your business. This is time for you. Many of you got put a website. He put in a podcast in your spirit. You should be working that thing now. You should be writing your ideas, journaling them, doing an outline. How do you do? You outline your ideas. You come back along and you add fat to them. You write down what you should be doing. You should be maintaining and working what God has placed in your spirit. For many, he's given you a great vacuum. The question is, will we ever get back to the norm? Now, everybody keeps saying that the norm is gone and we'll never see the norm. This is our new normal. That's a lie. I don't believe it. I believe that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. We will get back to our norm. Life will roll on to a level of norm. We're going to have inflation after all of this is going on. Plain and simple. Milk's going to be higher. I don't know what milk is now. I don't look at the price, but whatever it is now, it's going to be double the price that it's going is now. What is it? $2, $4, $3, $1.97. How much is milk? Two something. Okay. I don't know how much. That's a half a gallon. How much is a gallon of milk? Anyone know? How much is a loaf of bread? I don't shop for groceries and stuff, so I don't know. But the prices are getting ready to be inflated, and they're getting ready to have inflation. Gas prices, you're celebrating them now, and they're 190 something or 150 something, 144. Trust me, they're going to be at $3 and $6. They're going up. That's going to be a part of that. This government just printed $5 trillion. They only have 1.7 or $1.5 trillion in distribution, and then they just went out into their printing press and said poop 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 and printed $5 trillion worth, and then the reserve, National Reserve, printed another $5 trillion, poop poop poop, and they just started, the press and just started rolling. Well, whenever you, with supply and demand, that means when there is more supply, the demand for it go down, so the value of the dollar bill is getting ready to plummet. Mr. Trump, everybody knows this. Economists know this. Things are getting ready to change. So if you want to talk about what our new norm is, our new norm financially will change. But this ain't the first time we've had inflation. Inflation has been a part of the American culture. Your grandma talked about it. She back the days, you know, where I could get bread for the 10 cent a nickel. Gas was 30 cent a gallon. Well, inflation has always been a part of our culture. So in that respect, there will be change, but it's a part of the American norm. Things happen. We print money. Inflation happens. We go up. So you ought to be thinking forwardly, like, what are we going to do when this ends? Church caps are going to end. Yeah, there's been an attack against the church in China. I've been seeing that. But this, for the most part, a lot of this is going to end. What are you going to do? What's your plan of evangelism? What are your outreaches? What are you going to do to change the world? And are you adjusting to the social media climate? If you're a pastor and you're streaming your broadcasts, have you started developing marketing to your cyber audience? Are you ministering to them? How do you bring your cyber audience? Do you have cyber fellowship? Are you doing church fellowship? Just like you have church fellowship in your regular church and you have cell groups and all those kind of things, you need to be developing fellowship groups for your cyber audience, of them coming together, being able to fellowship, Zoom sessions, meeting, gathering, all of those connection pieces you should be working on right now, not later, right now. Not only should you be doing that, is that many of you are business owners and you're pitching ideas. Listen to me, you've got to be ready to pitch your idea with your planogram, your start to end. Many of you are looking at investment ideas. This is a great time for some of you all to become life coaches. People are going to need to put their life back together after this. So you should be doing courses on life coaches, becoming a life coach. Pastors, you need a side gig after this is all over. You need to be considering becoming life coaches to mentor people. Listen to me. I don't care what the devil does. I don't care how crazy the culture gets. God is always going to take care of his church and his people. I need you to hear me this. I know what secular media is saying. I know what people are saying. I know the fear mongers are saying all kind of things. Some of these online prophets of doom are out here trying to make you afraid and scared. God has always protected his church. And I don't care what's coming at you. I felt like that reverend used to say, God, what is his name? They used to come on BET. Bishop Kernan, Reverend Kernan, he used to say, God. I felt that. But listen to me. God is always going to protect his church. And you got to understand that the hand of God is on his church, and God is always going to preserve his church. My concern for you, fellow brothers and sisters, not that you don't become so consumed with yourselves that you lose sight of what God is doing. Listen to me. Many of you are getting in that sad mode and depressed. You need to walk out to the mailbox. If you walk out there 20 times, walk out to the mailbox. You got to shake yourself. You cannot allow the spirit of depression to come over you. You can't allow the spirit of heaviness to come over you. You got to shake yourself. You got to have praise party. Listen to your gospel music. Listen to your music. Feel yourself on faith. Declare that you are the head and not the tail, a lender and not a borrower, blessed in the city and blessed in the country, that the blessing of the Lord overtakes you, it runs you over, that the joy of the Lord is your strength, that the power of God is in your life, it consumes you, that you win every time. Your declaration has to be strong in this season like never before. Your affirmation of faith, declaring the promises of God, must be strong. Because God is able. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the monkey says. I don't care what the economy says. I don't care how it looks. If God be for you, I'm going to say that again. If God be for you, who can be against you? We serve a risen Savior. We serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you can think or imagine. Don't you got to doubt your doubts and trust your God. You've got to declare, God, I'm your servant, God. And God, just like you did in the Old Testament, you'll do in the New Testament. Like you brought my ancestors over, you're going to bring me over, God. You are faithful and just. I'm not crying. I'm not turning in the towel. Right about now, I'm thinking of creative ideas. We're getting ready to bust a network. We're getting ready to do some things. We're getting ready to bring fellowship. You should be doing cyber conferences. You should be bringing people together. Your conference game should be strong right about now. You should be developing outreaches. You need to be in a streaming format. You need to maintain. You need to bring your leaders together. Separate 6 inches apart, 6 feet apart. Planning your next agenda, what you got to do after this thing subsides. Listen to me. The danger to believe that this is going to be your permanent norm will get you in a capacity to believe that. Listen to me. That why is the use of planning? Because it ain't going to ever get no better. That's a trick from the monkey. I decree and declare to you that God is going to turn these things around. Listen to me when I say this. The word of God still said, ask and ye shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open. God ain't changed his plan. God ain't got confused. He's not dumb, dim-witted. He's not confused. And listen to me, child of God. Perplexity is bound to come. Now, relationships are going through some things right about now. I've been hearing about this. You know why? Because y'all in the house with each other longer and more than you've ever had to deal with each other before. Ready? That creates some tenses. It's time that you learn how to love and like the person that you're with. So you got to spend some time. This is a time to work through your issues. Have those conversations with yourself about the things that you've been fighting and things that you've been dealing with, things that you've been ignoring. There's all kind of Zoom counseling sessions. It's a good time for you to go to Zoom. Find your Zoom counselor. They're doing it from $70 to $148, $152 an hour. Get you a counselor. Talk with someone. Work through your issues. This is the time that you work on you. Become the best you can. Do not allow your anxiety, your perplexity to distraught you. This is the time that you work on you, that you can become the best you can ever become. This is your working season. This is your perfecting season. This is the season that you work on making you the best you can. Plan your next move. Work on your diet. Work on your exercise. Work on what needs to make you healthier or better, the best you can be. Do not allow this moment that God has given you to be wasted. He who plans, plans to succeed. He who fails to plan accepts the plan of defeat. This is your time. Now, I'm going to say this to the church world, and you hear me clearly because I'm in it. You need to be planning your summer programs. You need to be planning how you're going to reach these young people, these troubled teens. And preachers, you've gotten quiet. There's a lot of deaths and a lot of things that are going on. Your voice is quiet. You got your mask on. Your voice is quiet. We must address social injustice, spiritual injustice. You still got to be boat rockers. You still have to deal with the issues that are at hand. You still have to deal with the world that's going on. Will you please take some of that saturation out? Because that saturation has my teeth so yellow. They are to the yellow to the extreme on top of being yellow. They're already yellow, but good God Almighty. We have to deal with this in this particular culture that we're in. And we've got to confront. It's on the camera. That's fine, son. It's on the camera. We have to confront all of these issues. Don't put it back. We've got to confront all of these issues and deal with all of these truths that are in our culture like never before. And as we work on dealing with these truths, we understand we got so much to fight. Do not allow the devil to prosper. And ready? I hear all of these great encouraging messages are coming from pastors. We still got to deal with doctrine. We still got to deal with biblical principles. We still got to deal with all of those kinds of things, even in this culture. We still got to confront those things. These are not things that we get off of. I teaching on faith. I teaching on giving. teaching on God's possibility, dealing with anger and unforgiveness and resentment. Our message cannot change because of our crisis. And so we must make sure that we are still preaching the word of God, teaching biblical principles, sharing the gospel, and our message cannot become watered down, jelly belly, salted, or miscued during these particular crazy seasons of our life. And so on Sunday, I got a chance to break the bread of life, to mount the pulpit. I pastor one of the greatest churches in America, I believe. I believe I pastor the hospital church. I pastor some amazing people there from all walks of life. You come in the hospital church, you're liable to see all different races, all different kind of cases. You're liable to see them with red hair, black hair, green hair, purple hair. You're liable to see them doctors, police officers, attorneys. They all come. They flock from everywhere, every walk of life. You name it, we got it up in here. But one of the things that we have is a house that's not arrogant. There's no pompous attitudes, nobody better than anybody else. This is the place where God moves every single Sunday. And so we're excited now. I've been hearing people saying, I've got to come check this church out. You would be a fool not to add us to your plans for this upcoming year to come check us out. So let's go as a clip from Sunday's message, and I'll be back. And I'm going to get out of here after then. I may holler my way out. I feel a little happy tonight. It finally hit me. Daphne gave me a little strength. She actually came tonight. So in the studio, praise his holy name. Oh, we got a lot of folks on tonight. Praise the Lord.
Promise. God allows him to nurture what he gives you. Do you understand that you have a responsibility to be accountable for that God blesses you in your life? I'm missing musicians. Will you tell them to come in? Musicians don't stay outside of church. There's a sense of accountability that happens in your life. Watch this. Watch the text. God expects you to nurture what he blesses you with. Tell someone, say, God expects you to nurture, protect, and develop what he placed in your life. Do you understand that the gift that God gives you is not to lie dormant and just to exercise it or walk it or know it's there? That God expects you to develop what he placed in your life. You can't be a preacher and not developing your gift. You can't be a preacher not in Bible school. You cannot be a preacher not studying the word of God. Well, the Lord gave it to me. I got it in neology. You better get some studyology. Jesus himself went through, watch this, almost 20 years of study before he ever developed a ministry aboard. Watch this now. If Yeshua HaMashiach could go through studies, what made you so good that you can't develop yourself in the trade or the calling that God has placed on your life? Singers, you ought to get a vocal coach. You ought to want to develop yourself. You ought to stop hitting off key and stop hitting missing notes and crazy notes. You ought to develop the gift of God. If you're a hugger, you ought to start a hugging ministry and find out better ways to hug. If you're a smiler, you ought to find out, get your 32 clean so when you smile, people see a clean smile. You got to develop the gift that God has placed in your life. What oftentimes happens in the church is that we have gifts, but we will not develop. We copy other people, but we don't develop ours. We copy other people, but we don't develop ours. And there's a necessity to develop. The Bible says that Abraham develops the gift that God gives him, which is a child. He nurtures it. And when he thinks that he's reaching a good place, God invades his norm and gives him an ulterior norm. And watch what God says. He says, Abraham, that boy that you love so much, I want him. Run that back again. The truth of the matter is, the context of the text infers to us that he was asleep. And he's awakened with a demand on his life that he did not expect. Because God will always put a demand on your gifts when you are called with a global assignment. I'm talking to people right now that the truth of the matter is that you're struggling because right now God is speaking a demand on your gift that far exceeds your desire to give.
Okay, you can sit now.
I'm preaching to somebody. I'm talking to somebody because God has put a demand.
Like I said, God is placing a demand on your gift sometimes farther than you are ready to submit. many of you are dealing with right now that God is putting a desire in you. There are ideas that are coming to you that you've been sitting on, and you're saying, I need to get a coach or somebody to help me. Listen to me. Stop making excuses. You call somebody. Call me. Call anybody. Schedule a life coaching session with me and say, hey, Doc, I need a life coaching session. You got to pay for it now, because anything that's worth anything, you got to invest in yourself. Schedule a life coaching session with me. Find you a life coach. Get you a counselor. Work through your issues so that you can do what God's called you. And stop making excuses for a lack of excellence, blaming it on your family, your past. All of us been through some stuff. Bless y'all. So glad to have you. Some people on here, Sheila and Richard and some of y'all, place. Bless you. I can't see that well, so I have to pull it up close. But stop blaming it on other things. This is your season to walk into your area, be who God has made you. Bless you, Brother Joseph. I haven't seen you in so long. This is your season, your hour, for you to do what God's called you to do, to reach the assignment that God has on your life and to fulfill your purpose and to be what God would have you to be. Listen to me. I don't have much to say to you tonight, but if I was in church this morning and it was a Sunday morning and I got happy, I would tell you, stop making excuses. Stop letting the devil tell you what you can't do, and you tell him what the word of God says. Listen to me. You got to trust in God and believe in what his word said. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what's going on in your life, how your money looks funny, your change looks strange. Your God is still on the throne. And as long as God is on the throne, I don't know how he going to do it. I don't know which method he's going to use to do it, but God is going to bring you out. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still a provider. He's still a bridge over troubled waters. He's still joy in your soul. He's still hope for you tomorrow. It don't matter what the monkey said. It matters what God has declared. It doesn't matter if it looks like you're down and out. If God said he's going to bring you through, he's going to bring you through. If God promised you that he would rebuke the devourer for your sake, then he's going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly, oh my God, and above anything I can think or imagine, I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to trust in his word. I'm going to believe God like I've never believed him before. Why am I going to believe him? Because he's not a God to make a mistake. He's not confused. There's no side of turning in God. His faithfulness is sure. His promises are infinite, and his glory is abundant. Listen to me, child of God. All you've got to do is believe in his word. Trust in his promise. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what it looks like. What I know is God is faithful. What I know is God is good. What I know is that God is going to bring you through. And I don't care. This ain't time to cry. This ain't time to throw in the towel. This ain't time to quit. And so, well, you know, it's hard to find a job right about now. You go make a job. You go make a business. Get you a lemonade stand. But you do not give up. Start chopping wood for the winter. But you do not quit. You're a DJ. Get you an online DJ. You just start DJing music online in a group. But you do something. You're a singer. Get in the studio. But you do something. Maximize the moment that God has given you in this season. I'm done. I'm out of time. I'm definitely not out of what to say. But maximize your moment. Be the best that God wants you to be. Now, he had a great time to bring them hoop triggers in, and he bring not one of them. He's probably trying to find the key at the same time. So, you know, I don't have those. I just find any key. You better fit, preacher, you better fit my key. I'm the musician today. But God is good. I love you so much. My prayers are with you. And maybe Thursday we'll have somebody that's a little bit more charismatic. But other than that, I'm done. I bless you, children. Stay with the Lord, and God will stay with you. Have a great day.
We call it Teladoc. Meet the doctor over the phone and have them call your prescriptions in to the nearest pharmacist. Imagine the doctor is available 24 hours a day. Sign up at www.signup.center. Get coverage for you and your whole family. Call 904-389-5592. Are you wondering, what are you going to do? Do you have more bills than dollars? Do you need an extra $500 to $2,500 in income plus bonuses? Let me show you how to start a business for only $49. No hidden fees with no strings attached. Become your own boss. You can set your own hours, no driving or buying products. Get started within 48 hours. For more information, call 904-606-3575. Are you interested in getting your product or event out to the world? Consider advertising with us. Send us an email at deeperlook2020@gmail.com. Ask our team about letting us help you get your message out to the world or call